Okay, can I tell you guys what kept me up last night? Why I could barely sleep last night. So, I'm not usually the person to watch sci-fi movies and shows. I'm just not a sci-fi kind of girl. I like drama. I like reality TV. I like fantasy and theory, but not really reality. I like fantasy. I like the idea of fantasy. But I don't like typically watch like fairy or like elf shows or I don't know, like Game of Thrones. I don't typically watch those. But my boyfriend loves sci-fi. He loves like time travel and like superhero movies and things of that. He loves The Flash. And he convinced me to watch one sci-fi show called Bodies a couple of months ago. Really good show, but really gory, but really good, so I had to keep watching it. Really good show. Somehow, some way, we were looking for like something new to watch together because we are still long distance right now, but that's ending in about a month. But more on that later. But so for quality time, we either like play a video game online together. We've been playing Connections recently, like New York Times Connections, like every single day. That's kind of like scratched our video game itch, kind of. I was looking for new video games for us to play online because I was just getting irritable because we weren't playing one or watching an anime or something. Like, okay, I'm going into a tangent. So, and he was like, there's this show that I really want to watch with you. And it was like number one in the US for a very long time. So I was like, okay, it has to be good. But it was on his recommended. I'm like, okay, that's questionable. Sure enough, it was a sci-fi show. And he knows I'm not typically a sci-fi girl, but I watched a trailer and oh my gosh. It was so scary. The trailer was so scary. It's called The Three Body Problem. It was so scary. I was like, I'm not watching this. I'm not watching this.
I don't, you think I'm about to, I'm not watching this. Look.
It was just, it put like a pit in my stomach. Like, it made me feel kind of nauseous looking at it, just looking at what was happening in the trailer. And I was like, I'm not doing this. But then I noticed the show seemed really well made. You can tell when a show is like well made. And let's get some water. Hold on. And I was like, you know what? Hold on, one second. The eclipse is happening. I was like, you know what? I know a good show when I see one. I'm just gonna, because he really wants to watch it with me. I was like, okay, I'll do this for you. I choose a lot of our shows first. Well, no, he chooses the shows. He usually gives me like three to choose from, and I'll get to choose the show because I'm pickier than he is when it comes to shows. But I'm like, you know, you really want to watch this with me? I'll give it a chance. I'll stop being a scaredy cat. Boy, was that show good. That's a great show. That's a great show. Great show. But oh my gosh, it's scary. That show is terrifying. Just like I knew it would be. And then I was left in the dark, alone in the house, pitch black, just tossing and turning all night because of that show. And I'm not gonna say, I mean, it's clear in the trailer like what it's about, so I won't spoil anything. Please don't spoil it for me if you've seen it. But essentially it's about aliens. And I'm afraid of a lot of things. I'm afraid of a lot of things. I typically stay away from anything paranormal, just period. Like ghosts, spirits, I stay away from and I never watch that, period. Aliens I'm okay with. I don't know why. I'm okay with aliens usually. What made this scary is like I watched the movie Nope in theaters, was kind of afraid of that too for a couple nights after seeing it. But this is scary because it's science fiction, and I don't typically watch science fiction, so I'm not used to this. But the thing about aliens, what's scary about them is that there's a very real possibility that they're real, and that what's scary about aliens is the unknown. Like, the unknown is very scary, and I think a lot of horror movies and things use the unknown and like the abnormal and like the things that go against what you would expect, that's terrifying. Like, I had an online friend years back who was afraid of like the uncanny valley, which is like things that almost look human but they're just off in some way, so it's unsettling. That kind of talks to like the fear of like things that are like different from what you think is like the norm. And I think that's what scares me about aliens, is because I think it'd be really selfish and self-centered to, it's not selfish, self-centered, to assume that we are the most intelligent species in a while. Like, I always think about this. So viruses and bacteria, we as humans only understand things through what our brains allow us to understand. We can only see a finite, like, spectrum of color. The way we interact with matter because of our size. Kurtzgat, that one YouTube channel. I can attach some of those videos where I learned a lot about this, but like, the size that we are dictates how we see the world and interact with matter. Smaller things view like air differently, like they feel air differently, like water. So my point is to say, like, what was scaring me last night in the dark was like, there could be an alien present right now next to me or above me or around me, and I'm not aware of that because my senses are only specific to Earth. Like, humans evolved on Earth. Let me just make it clear. I believe in evolution. I am not religious. So, I'm just a person. So, if you don't, like, agree with what I'm saying, that's totally fine. I have no scientific papers to give you. I have no religious texts to give you. I have no, I can't back up any of what I'm saying. I'm just talking. That's the point of a chit chat. This is just me talking about what I think. I believe. So nothing here is based on anything but just me. But this is my thought. Like, humans evolved for Earth. We evolved, our lungs evolved for oxygen. Our eyes evolved for the frequencies and things that are present on Earth. Like, just like bacteria and viruses evolved for their microenvironment. I mean, it's still on Earth. I mean, we know that as humans, but they don't know what Earth is. So to them, bacteria and viruses, like, what if they have some sort of consciousness? I mean, how we define consciousness is different than them, of course, but what if they have their own thoughts too? Like, and they think that they're most complicated or most, like, intelligent in how they get their resources or whatever. Like, they think they're the most, but there's no way that they could zoom out so far enough to even know the existence of humans as this, like, whole entity. These big worldly bodies. Like, oh my god. Okay, think about it like this. We inhabit Earth. So to a bacteria or a virus, we're Earth. Our bodies are Earth. And they're so much smaller that they can't even see that we're just like one body walking amongst other bodies that have this like conscious, this collective like culture, society, that are studying things infinitely bigger than what the bacteria and virus could ever think. They just simply don't have the makeup to even process it. So we are the aliens to them, but we are controlling them. Like, I mean, they can hurt us. Yeah, they can. But for the most part, we're studying them. We're putting them in dishes and studying them. And we know a lot more about them than, I mean, from my human perspective, I believe they know about us. So think about it that way. Think about us as the bacteria and viruses, and think about the earth as a body. Like, you know, like, so imagine, oh my god, wait, my boyfriend last night, he was like, I was trying to tell him I was scared, and he was like, I think you're just having an existential crisis. So think of the earth as a body. Imagine the earth is communicating with all these other, like, imagine, okay, we know of, like, the planets like Venus and stuff like that. Let's go even further out. Imagine Earth and Venus and all that. Imagine those are the organs of a bigger body. So imagine we're just like a stomach or something, and Venus is like the lungs of something else. We can, and you see why when we go out and we zoom out super far, we're like, there's nothing out there. Maybe it's because we're just inside of this huger body of something that's studying us as if we're bacteria or viruses. And the huger body, which is like maybe the universe is one specific human, the universe is one human, let's just say that. The universe is one human, planets are organs, and humans are bacteria and viruses or whatever. Then imagine the universe and other universes or something, bodies of universes, have a collective conscious of some sort, like a society or culture. I feel like this, I shouldn't be saying this. Like, this is just an existential crisis and I'm trying to, what was my point? My point was, I'm scared because I don't think that we are the most intelligent, and the way we define intelligence is just based on what we can see and observe based on our bodies and the limited capabilities that we have. And I do think that there's a chance that we could be living amongst or living on or living in something bigger. And I'm scared of that. I'm scared of things watching me. I'm scared of things being present among me. Oh my god, oops, a noise. I heard a noise. I'm scared of things I can't observe. I'm scared of being out of control. I'm scared. Because in that show, they were like, our science is broken. It's not that our science is broken. It's that we can't understand everything. We're just like, we can understand a lot, but we ultimately just have eyes and hands. And our brains can only do what our brains were evolved to do on Earth. On Earth. What we call Earth. So I don't know. I think that's just an existential crisis, but it makes me scared because I'm afraid of the dark, because I don't know if something is, like, watching me. I don't know. And he was like, maybe we shouldn't watch the show anymore. I'm like, no. No, I have to know what happens because that's going to keep me up at night. I need, like, closure. So that's where I'm at right now. It's been hard. Wait, hold on, my dad texted me. Okay, sorry, my dad was like freaking out about the eclipse. But yeah, if you want something scary to watch, I encourage you to watch The Three-Body Problem on Netflix. Will you find it scary? I don't know. I found it terrifying. My boyfriend didn't, so yeah. How are you guys doing? I'm having mood swings. So I don't know how I'm doing. We'll see. Yesterday was like a really bad day, just because of my mood swings, not for anything else. It's just been a very kind of, again, it's very transitional this year. Because 2 weeks ago, I went to go and visit my hometown, but not just to visit, because we're actually moving there. My boyfriend and I are actually moving there in May. So, oh. There is the AC, cool. And we have our apartment. We did an apartment search. Am I using the right microphone? Okay, I'm using the microphone. We did an apartment search. It was stressful. It was really stressful, you guys, because I'm from a bigger city. Right now, I'm chilling in the suburbs. I love the suburbs. I'm gonna miss the suburbs. I'm gonna miss the suburbs so much. Like, during my apartment search, I was kind of looking for the suburbs where there weren't any. We weren't going to the suburbs. We were moving into the city. Not the suburbs of the city itself. And I'm from there, I mean, I know, but I kind of grew up in like a little suburban pouch of the city. Not so much like a suburb of how you think of it. It's just like a suburban pouch. A mini suburb, if you will. There's a name for that, right? And I was like looking for the suburbs there and I couldn't find them and I was really frustrated. But we found a place that's very. It's not the suburbs, but it's got a lot of trees. Oh, it's just like my soul felt it. You know, all the apartments had like. Well, I wouldn't say that. Some apartments did not have my non-negotiables, which were feeling safe, clean, and safe, really. Safe and clean, really. And we signed the lease, so we move in May. And yeah. What are they talking about? I don't see the eclipse right now. It's not dark outside. Yeah, I'm not seeing. What's that noise? But yeah, I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and I was really afraid of that. I cried before I got my IV in because I was more afraid of getting the IV than getting the actual surgery. Because, I mean, my sister has an autoimmune disease, and she has to get IVs pretty regularly. And she, like, has problems, like, they can't find her vein and stuff, and they just poke her, and she, like, cries and stuff. So I am under the impression that it's gonna hurt like crazy, and it didn't hurt. It was uncomfortable, like an uncomfortable kind of pain. When it stays in you, like when it goes in, it's fine. When it stays in your arm, it's just like, get this out. Like you want it out, but it doesn't like hurt you. It's just like, ow. It's kind of like, what do I compare this to? It's like a paper cut where if you like, where you don't put a band-aid over it, it's just like you get a paper cut and it's kind of like stinging for a second. That was fine. What really freaked me out afterwards was the fact that I do not have any memory of that procedure. And they did so much. They did. Four of my teeth are gone, cut out of my mouth. And I remember them. I took the needle. I was like, they were like, you have to relax so it can work, okay? And I was like, okay. And they are putting like the thing on my face to like hold my mouth open, and that's the last memory. I don't remember closing my eyes. I don't remember going to sleep or anything. I just remember one minute they were putting it on my face, and then you don't even feel like time has passed. The next minute, it's crazy. You hear people say you don't feel like time has passed. Time is did not pass. You know how when you take a nap, like you feel like time has passed after your nap? Like you feel like you've been there for a minute. It feels like you've just closed your. No, it isn't. I don't even remember closing my eyes. It feels like you're there 1 second and then the next. It's not even like you opened your eyes either. It's like the next minute, your eyes are already open and suddenly you can just see. It was so weird. It was so weird. And then my first thought is like, who invented that stuff? That's dangerous. Why would you invent something? I get why, but why would you do that? Where they have no record. I can't. I've been searching. I've been trying to dream about it to get it out of my subconscious. I've been trying to like figure out what happened during those 45 minutes to an hour that I just have no recollection of. Scariest thing ever. I was like, it's scary because I don't like being out of control. I don't like being out of control of things. I accept that you have to be out of control because you're not in control of anything. But I don't like it. I don't like sitting there and they put something into me. They know what's going on, but I don't. And suddenly, oh, and there's the AC again. And suddenly, it's like, I don't know. That's scary. It's dangerous. It's scary. I just, have to put my trust completely into a person that I don't know. Like, they took out 4 of my teeth. And if there were no scars or anything, I would not know. Like, say, like, obviously nothing else happened, but, like, hypothetically, you can do anything, and if there's no symptoms, if there's no, like, signs, the person would have no idea that it occurred. No idea. I'm scared. What is going on? I think today I'm just feeling mood of the day, out of control, insecure. Wait, what time is it? The eclipse peaks soon, I think. I have to look outside. I don't know. Those are my thoughts currently. I'm feeling insecure. I'm feeling out of control. I'm having an existential crisis. I don't know what's real and what's not real. I don't know if there are aliens watching or studying me. So, anyway, I'm going to open up the poll for the next week's audio. And I hope you guys like those, choices. I try to keep it kind of, different choices. I was gonna do, like, all girlfriend or something, but I'm like, you guys might not even want that. Just to see, like, gauge, like, what you wanna see next, I just gave you some different options. And I'm always surprised by what wins. I don't know what you guys like. I still don't. So the polls are both helpful to me and to you because you get to see what you like and I get to know what you like. So please vote. And yeah, I hope you guys have a really good day. I feel like you know too much about me. I am not the soft-spoken, like, it depends on what role I'm playing, but I think this is closer to my personality. I'm not very soft-spoken when I'm comfortable. I'm more soft-spoken when I'm being careful, or when I'm playing a role, or when I don't know someone very well. So that's the thing. You get to know a person, or you get to know a person who's usually soft-spoken and shy better when they're behind a mic, kind of concealed, I guess. So do with this information what you will, or maybe you're just here because it's entertaining. But I hope you guys have an amazing day. And, bye.